Well, when I left the school, I started working at Baker and enjoyed it very well. And as I said, we had one van when I went, and then this way before long, there was about four or five vans went out. They went to Stradone, the Cabrach, Rhiney, Lumsden, Kildrummy, just all round about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I had to do the accounts. The farm was just paid by once a month. And they had to write the accounts at the end of the month and send them out. And then, what do I say now? Well, after that, well, I worked there till I got married, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left and got married, so that was me with the end of the Bakers.
Mm-hmm.
But after, well, did the sculptor shop take it on after Cameron Gordon? He retired. Well, he didn't retire. He bought a shop in Huntley and a bakery in Huntley.
Mm-hmm.
And he went down there, so he stopped. So it put it up for sale and for rent it. The sculptor shop has it now for, if I rent the thing for 100 years, is it? 100 years?
No, it's 100 year lease or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
But that now, Mr. Cameron Gordon died a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it now belongs to the older son who is in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And he owns it. And there's another brother in Huntley, he stays there. And they've still got a lot of shops and houses that their father had bought, and this younger boy looks after that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then that's it for them. So what else did I speak about?
So it was a bakery before it was the workshop.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of thing? Is it much like the bakeries you get now, or did they make different kinds of things?
Well, I think they still made, well, you see, they don't make their own bread a lot of the bakers now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in, I don't know, maybe done in factories, and well, there's different names, Huarberta and
mm-hmm.
all the
mm-hmm.
lots of names of bread.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that I know that does, which my daughter goes to, is one in Ballater.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She goes that and gets homemade bread and brings it back and puts it in the freezer.
Mm-hmm. But this baker's made their own bread?
No. There's,
okay.
Well, when Cameron stopped, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But he did it a long time.
He did it a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Then
mm-hmm.
when he bought the,
he'd some vans went around.
So the bread came in from a bigger baker somewhere
well,
else.
Well, no, yeah, I think I don't know. He doesn't bake his own bread in Huntley now, Cameron. The baker.
No,
it's Sinclair now. You see.
Sinclair,
Sinclair
for Rhiney.
They took over. They would have it rented for. Come for Kenneth Gordon, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The placement belonged to the Gordon stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But no, when I was there, you bake out everything that there is, pan loaf, plain loaf, and high pan you had. And
mm-hmm.
then they baked the soft ice and butteries.
Butteries,
and lots of butteries.
We used to get in past there in the morning, we was going to the school, and got butteries.
The
butteries for breakfast.
Oh,
lovely,
oh, aren't
they?
Oh,
yeah.
Some of them went to the Huntley school, once they were over at 11, they had to go to Huntley, they passed the 11 plus. And I used to get a lot of them come in, Gordon and Toshi and all them, and they used to come in, because you got through the tray bakes in a tray, and my job was to take a knife and edge all the sides off and just keep them. So I used to put them to the side, and they used to come in at night and get bags of this, cut ends off the sides.
Oh, the cuttings,
mm-hmm.
lovely.
And then you'd make them in. So they did that with fruit squares and
mm-hmm.
sponge things, and you just cut them into pieces, not so big as an outer
area. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And then they did the zoolas and
Zoolas?
Eccles cakes.
What's a
Zoola? They were like a
bun
thing, and they pastry in the top, and there was ginger.
Gingery kind of yellow through it.
The middle.
Mm. I think you still get them.
Oh, I think you would.
Some place.
Well, they were fine.
Good,
you know,
yeah.
I like it. Them, like,
you still get Eccles cakes too.
Oh,
the Eccles cakes.
They're the ones with the raisins in
them. Yes, and the sugary top you get. Riney down there, they're just beautiful.
Have they got a baker in Riney, have they?
Mm-hmm.
So I bet the smell coming out of the baker's...
Oh, the fine smell in the morning.
I go to it every morning. They just had a hatch, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Where the office is just now, that was where I sat while I worked.
Yes.
You know, but at the side of the wall there, they had a hatch making a TV there. And they just opened the hatch in the morning, put through the stuff to me, and I had to take the bread off and put it on the shelves, and they took this cakes and cut them. And
so were you working as a baker or more in the front of the shop?
I did the same.
And did you pick up any baking tips when you were there?
Pardon?
Pick up any baking tips?
I've done the baker and the butteries once or twice. I did that, but I stopped because they're just, you could roll them out and put butter, and then you roll them out again, put butter.
Mm-hmm.
But the bread and the different biscuits, there is of all kinds.
I would have liked to have seen a bakery back then. Well, that's a good story, thank you.
They do everything by hand, you see, for a long time up there when I started. But then, as they got more, they put in machine ovens, and I think there was just one wee oven when I went there.
Mm-hmm.
Just a wee oven, and but then before I left, it was maybe 3-4 ovens, and there was about 5-6 bakers going on all the time.
So it had grown.
Remember a lot of them?
I know.
Piercy Moorhus.
Piercy Moorhus. It was Barclays, Bob Barclay.
Bob Barclay.
And Neil, his brother.
Bob Ramsey, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot. A chap for White Hills. A lot of bakers. Tom Simpson for outside Afford.
And there was Ron McCollum.
Ron was there a long time, but he was a niece, a nephew of the Mrs. Gordon's.
Oh, she was,
Mrs. Cumrah, her sister's. He was a relation, he was a nephew of the baker.
Oh, it was a busy place that used to be. The barns that you used to see them through the northeast here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You go down to a ballot.
You go down
to
a
nice popular.
Down glass,
really? Wow.
No, it did. Doon inch, nay inch maybe. Connectment, Doon that way.
I
just remember going
quite a big reach.
They went as far as they could.
Darlan.
And then I came to went to Darlan, didn't
they? I did.
What did you?
Because I came somebody.
They ended up starting off with just one and then growing into having like a fleet.
We just did one van to start with, you see. Before I went to the bakery, this bakery from Cameron Gordon started, before that there was no vans or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a horse and a cart.
Oh, right, okay.
Because they
That's
great.
Because Adam McIntosh, he can be he used to come to us with
it.
He sat in just a big box, you see, and he sat in the horse, and then he'd come round and open doors, and everything was just in boxes in the van. That's had come to Braeside. Because when I stayed at Braeside, I was born in Braeside and brought up all my life there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was not a right road, like just what a cart road was, because it was horses and cart.
Like a track, yeah.
But then, there was a bigger place in Grasex, the Lough and Gartachmullan. There was a big farm here, and this bumpy Petre bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a road for his cattle and to feed his cattle along the hill. So the vans started to get into the fire. So we used to go down to the van and Saturday night it came and we got a heap night to spend. And you wondered for chewing by because you got a lot for a heap night. I always used to buy chewing gum and we chew it and then I had to spit it out, you see.
That's usually what does the do like.
What a waste of money. If I could have had a nogi pogi, a big sweet eat, we could eat it all.